Hello there, it's Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features. Today I'm delighted to have been invited back down to Ashton to Cupid's rehearsal facility, and I'm here with Jake Fletcher. So good evening, Jake. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, thanks.
Good stuff, lovely to see you again. And I've come to see Jake because we're on the cusp of the first Cupid's nationwide tour, which starts this week. Obviously, by the time this goes out, there'll be a couple of dates into it, but obviously I've come to see Jake today because he'll be dashing off down to the first gig of the nationwide tour, as I say, in Bournemouth on Thursday, and then we've got 16 dates in October. Jake, presumably you've been busy rehearsing with the lads and you're excited, I presume. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think it's the most we've rehearsed ever, actually.
Right.
We usually just gig, that's our rehearsals.
Yeah.
We're doing some older stuff, but we're still doing quite a bit of new stuff, so it's all new territory, and it's slightly different as well, so it's interesting.
Yeah, is there sort of a buzz of excitement in there? Because obviously there's a lot at stake. You're going to be playing to a lot of new audiences up and down the country. Like I say, all these 16 gigs in sort of in 1 month, it's a lot at stake for Cupids, isn't there?
Yeah, I suppose. It's nice to kind of just, we'll just be judged as a fresh band as well, though, in a way. So some people, just really looking forward to just playing the new stuff live. We think it sounds, it's the best stuff that we've ever done, really, so.
Yeah. For the listeners that aren't aware, Cupids are what were the Grammatones, and you changed the name just a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So your kind of set and your material list, is it going to be sort of like mostly new stuff or half and half of old Grammatones material or what, Jake?
I think the plan is at the moment to kind of have quite a lot of new stuff. There'll be a couple of older tunes, and they're all our tunes. I mean, you know, even the oldest stuff that we've done, they're still our tunes, and we can do what we want with them.
Mm.
So we're not just binning them all off at all, but we kind of want to throw our stuff out that we've just been doing at the moment and throw it out there and play it to people and see how it goes down. We really like it, and we've got it all recorded now, and we're going to start feeding it out to you all, really.
Good, good. Is there any sort of particular dates that you looking forward to? Any?
I'm really looking forward to the Ritz, obviously, at the end, because that's Manchester, and it'll be
that's the final date, isn't it?
Yeah. And I just really like the Ritz as a place. I was there the other week, so watching the Blue Tones, and we played it once before as the Grammatones, and we played it with the Reverend and the Makers, and it was a really good gig. And I just really, really like the stage. It's a perfect size. It's not too big and not too small. And it's really, really nice room to play in. And it's Manchester as well, so I'm really looking forward to that. The night before in Bristol, it's a place called the Thekla. That's on a boat. So I'm really looking forward to that. Mm. And I don't get seasick, so it'd be nice.
The first kind of weekend is down south, Bournemouth, Brighton. Who's after that?
Like Bournemouth itself, it's a strange place. I mean, there's a few people gigging Bournemouth, but it's hardly the rave capital of England. It'll be a nice start to ease ourselves in, I think. Brighton will be really good. And then we've got a couple of odd ones, like Leicester and Coventry. But, apart from that, we've got some really good places. We've got Fibbers in York, and the Brudenell in Leeds, which I've played before, and the Leadmill I've played there before in Sheffield, which I really like them two venues a lot. And I like, it's a bit naughty to say, I suppose, but I really like a lot of the places in Yorkshire as well. So I'm sure there'll be some people that'll be thumping the computer screens listening to me say that. But
in terms of the venues, the 16 venues, is it kind of half and half new venues for you?
Yeah, I'd say we've probably played probably only about 5 out of the 16. So, yeah, I'd say most of them are new.
Mm-hmm.
We've played in a lot of the places before, but different venues.
So some of the shows are Cupid's headliners. The others are supporting Blossoms, is it sort of a preference at all? In, you know, would you rather headline, or are you quite happy playing alongside Blossoms, or are you not fussy either way?
Don't mind. I think it's good. I think they both have pros and cons. Your headline gigs, people are there to see you, and you can kind of play. You know, you might be able to play things that are a bit quieter, or, you know, because you've got kind of more of an attentive audience because they're there to see you. But as far as playing the gigs with Blossoms, one, I really like them, and two, I think it's nice to play to a new audience because that's how you expand your fan base in the first place. So, you know, that's the best way to do it, I think, to be playing to a fresh, hopefully big set of people. You know, on the other hand, you have to be playing your support set stuff, which is upbeat and keep it, you know, pretty up tempo, I'd say, because not for any reasons of following bands or bands following you or anything. It's just because I think if you're too quiet, if you do any quiet tunes that you would do on a headline gig, it falls flat on deaf ears, because usually support bands have a bit more of a rowdier audience because you are the support band, you know, you're a warm-up band. But I like the challenge of doing that. I like the challenge of having to kind of warm the crowd up, and, you know, the first couple of tunes sometimes when you play are a bit, you know, stale. They go a bit, yeah, whatever. But oh, you know, I don't think we've really ever had a gig where by the end of the gig everyone's kind of really into it. So I don't think we've not ever had a gig like that, should I say. So we're usually used to doing supports, and we like the challenge of trying to win people over. So
is that kind of the main sort of priority for the tour as a whole, do you think, Jake, to win a few people over and obviously expand your fan base, if you like? Is it, I mean, what, say when you come to the end of the Rich show, what will you hope to have achieved throughout October?
Yeah, it's all about expanding your fan base, definitely, and get the ball rolling, really, because there will be a lot of people that will have never heard of us, so and if they will have heard of us, you know, it is different to what we, you know, what we used to do. We'd still be doing those tunes in the future, but they might sound slightly different, or they might just come across slightly different. And yeah, the idea is, of course, it's trying to just hopefully come back with a few more fans, you know, really.
Any nerves at all?
No, I never really get nervous.
No. You're obviously an experienced campaigner now on the old gigging sort of scene, aren't you?
So I always find I get nerves on the stupidest gigs, like the gigs that really don't matter, or the gigs where there's just it's just a really, just for some daft reason, like there might be one person that I know is coming to watch us, or that's particularly of some importance or something like that, you know. But as far as getting nervous, no, numbers don't faze me.
Yeah. Because obviously you have played in front of hundreds, thousands, is it, maybe, when you've been abroad?
Yeah, when we did the tour last year, we did Warwick Castle gig last year. Yeah. There was 9,000 there at that one.
Mm.
But the way I look at it is, if 1% like you, you know, you've still got, you've 9,000, it's like, I don't know, 90 people are like you, so that's not bad, you know. So if you play to three people though, and you know, one likes you, then it's a bit depressing, really. So yeah, that's the way I look at it.
Good, excellent. Well, obviously I hope everything goes well with the tour. I'm sure it will. I'm sure you'll come back with some excellent sort of memories, and, you know, a real boost to your careers.